On this edition of Updates from the Post, Humane Society Manager Betty Hansen speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about golden doodles up for adoption at the shelter. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Wednesday, November 13th. This is the Post Podcast.
Rumor has it, you got some golden doodles out there.
Yes, we do.
Funny story. Not a funny story. Started out sad, but it's turned into kind of, a nightmare for you.
Yeah, it's they were found last week just along the side of the road in a ditch out on Bison Road. Mm-hmm. We don't know any background history. They were about 12, 13 weeks old. And they were put up on Facebook. And the calls came in.
And
we, we had about 60 people call. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do, it has gotten so out of hand. What we decided to do was we were taking applications yesterday and today by email, or you could come in and pick up an application.
And that process is closed now.
Yes. Well, we will take applications all day today.
Oh, you will. Yes. Shouldn't have said that.
And, we're at the point now where we have so many applications for four puppies, and then we will just do a drawing.
You're going to have to, because with your procedure of adopting, you do a thorough background. And what you're going to have to do is, if you've got all these applications, say you get more today, let's say you're up to 80 of them, 80 applicants. If they have landlords, you have to call all those landlords. You have to do backgrounds.
Correct.
That's so much work for your staff.
And that's why, our normal procedure would be to have the people come in the day they come up, mm-hmm. and have them fill out the application in the office. But we just couldn't handle the numbers of people. So
even had people that are calling you from the coast wanting to fly into this.
Pennsylvania. We've had Oregon, just everywhere. So
it's so nice though, that people want to adopt animals and it's such a cool story, really.
I really wasn't, I was amazed at the number of people that love these golden doodles though. I mean, and they're very sociable. They're very sweet. They're healthy. I would like to know the background history, mm-hmm. Why they ended up there.
And you may someday.
But no one called to, say they lost the puppies or, their puppies were stolen and nothing.
So
we've heard nothing.
You have a procedure you have to go through. So, when will you're letting some people call in today, or not call in, but fill out applications today. Then you're going to draw names out of a hat and you're going to go there for four puppies. That's it. Just four
of
these puppies.
And we'll do that on Thursday. We'll contact the four people and have them, come out and pick them up. And I just want to say to everybody that's applied, we appreciate your thoughtfulness to coming out, wanting to give them homes. We appreciate all that. I feel bad that we can't make everybody happy.
Yeah.
But like I said, we were just overwhelmed, and we didn't even realize we would be. I mean, it was just crazy. So
so this is taking place right now and people could come out. Your hours are?
We're 1 to 5 today. We're open to the public. So, but if you go on Pet Finder, click on these puppies picture, there is some information on there about filling out the application and how you can do it online if you just want to, email us the application.
Okay.
And a lot of people have done that rather than come out and pick an application up.
And there's some responsibility to this as well. You have to get the spay and neutering and all that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we also ask that you give us the vet that you use, so we can double check and make sure that, because we definitely don't want them adopted for breeding. They're all males.
Okay.
So, like I said, we'll kind of see what happens. But I just want to thank everybody that has sent in applications, and I wish we could please everybody, but that's not the way the world is.
Right. So this is in the process, and a sad story turns good. Let's talk about some other animals. You're low on dogs. People seem to really adopt dogs out of the Humane Society of the High Plains, so that's really good. You do have some cats, so if people are looking for cats, you're doing that yet as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. We still have our cat sale. We have a lot of kittens yet. I have a long waiting list of cats to come in, so our cat sale is going to be going on probably several more months. So the dog situation, we don't have any small dogs right now. They kind of come and go within 24 hours.
Great. It's great, but, though, to see that.
We do have a couple of labs, of course, and some shepherd mixes, Australian shepherd types. So we do have some medium to large dogs if you're interested.
And one more thing before we go. It is that time of year. I mean, Thanksgiving is what, a week? A little, about a week and a half to go, somewhere like that. Yeah. And then we have Christmas, which will be after that, coming up the end of the year. And if people would like to donate, and they typically do around the holidays, they donate to you, some of the things that you could use for these animals as they're being sheltered before they get adopted?
You know, one thing we really went low on here lately is, of course, Purina Kitten Chow. If you want to donate food, Purina Kitten Chow is a great one because, as I said, we're going to be doing this cat situation probably quite a few more months. So. Okay.
So that
would be the ultimate.
That's the only brand that you use?
For the kittens, yes. We just use Purina Kitten Chow. So
if somebody wants to do that or dog food, they can help out that way. Or monetarily they can give to you and you can go out and get some of these things.
Absolutely. Christmas is a great time to donate. So.
Very good. And then you'd use detergents and also bleaches too.
Yeah, we use a lot of Clorox. So, if you know, Clorox is great. And then any kind of... soap for the washer, yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming in today and telling us all the cool things and the great, I mean, that's a great story, the great things that are happening at the Humane Society of the High Plains.
Well, thank you for having me.